Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I would put things on my family that they didn't
request.
Yeah. Guilty. No, don't you see that I'm doing this for? No, I don't see you.
Right.
So no, I don't see. And the reality is, whether it's the gym or the job, you got to be honest with what you're running from or running to in either scenario.
Yeah.
Because that could be what cultivates where you think you find the thing that you don't get at home. When you get the work wife and the work husband, right? And now you're spending more of your alert time there, and they understand you in a way that's from a disgruntled place in your home.
Yes.
And they're a perfect ear.
Yeah. They got all
perfect, the answers. Yeah, perfect scenario.
Yeah.
And you got to see them.
Yeah.
You got to see them every
40
day.
40 hours plus a week.
So you got to be careful with those conveniences of calling something what it's not, even if the output or the gain from it impacts your family in a seemingly positive way.
They tried to count me out. I'ma go count me in. Fill up my bank account. Now I got something to spend.
Listen, welcome to the Dear Son Show, where we have meaningful conversations and address. Boy, I wish I would have known then what I know now. In real time, we're addressing it right now. We're fixing it. We're making that whole phrase a thing of the past. Like, share, subscribe, because word of mouth truly is a great, great tool. I'm one of your hosts, Jay Black.
Jay Black, I'm D. Johns. What's good, brother?
What's good with you, brother? This is my run. I got the steering wheel. What's good with you? How your week going? How your day feeling, brother? What you got?
I'm on a life high right now.
Yeah.
High energy, people.
Yeah.
This is not a clone. This is me. Really? Changing my energy up, man. Really good week.
Good.
Really good week, man. A lot of confirmations about what I believe to be true, what I've been shown
yes.
is the way.
Yes.
Things lining up, bro.
Things lining up.
How about you? How you feeling?
Same. I feel good. Things coming through. Things falling in place. One more big trip left. And it's back to the grind. I've been grinding, but it's about to be wheels of steel after this. This last trip, that's it until the holiday season.
Man, it's been a quiet summer, man.
Yeah.
Summer transition, summer correction.
Yeah.
But I am so grateful about where, like, just give me 30 days.
That's it.
just give me 30 days. By the time this airs, probably 21.
Yeah.
Me 21. But yeah, I'm in a great space, man.
I like it.
Like, we said in the episode, it felt like we had a break that was longer than it really was.
Yeah.
But you know, and like I said before, the people have spoken. Hey. Where is Jay Black?
And we push it. We
y'all
push
done
it.
Y'all done got Jay Black two episodes. So James Johnson.
Listen.
After your trip. You
after
know?
The trip, okay, I'm going to bring okay, James okay. Johnson
so you
back.
You already loose.
Yeah. I'm loose. My hair down, man. My hair down.
Already loose, man. I know you're going to have a good time, man. It's not even in me to hate. I just know what it was last year.
Yeah. I've
seen the advertisements. That's my godfather would say. The advertisements.
Salute yeah.
my godfather, man. He would say advertisements, but
yeah.
they I know it's going up. So I know next year it's only gonna be upper.
Upper.
We be it's right there.
Be
or wherever the next thing
they're
is.
They're gonna let us on the stage next year. The whole crew. We with that. I'm pushing forward. I'm gonna sow some seeds this year. We getting on the stage. Matter of fact, I'm going to speak it because I believe in that energy.
As it is said, so is it done.
Yeah. We're going to see about filming an episode out there.
Oh, yeah. I know he would.
Yeah.
I know he would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially, like, that's the only thing I ask is that y'all nurture.
Yeah.
Assuming he's going to be there,
well,
I'm sure.
You know, it's a different spot. They moved it.
Oh, he was the vineyard guy.
He was the guy over that vineyard.
Oh.
And so he's with that vineyard. So that winery.
They didn't rotate.
It's a whole nother spot. They moved it.
It's a new connection.
A new plug, new connect. Stay tuned.
With it.
Ooh. But not to get too sidetracked, because we will, you know, we'll go into the conversation. Minds get to clicking. Get you somebody in your circle that help your mind click and y'all stay clicking together. And before you know it, you got a new master plan.
That part.
Tonight, today.
They know it's night. They know we ain't got no secrets no more.
We will be discussing, and this one really hit home for me. I can't wait to talk about this. Dear son, are you doing it for the castle or the crowd?
Ooh, are you doing it for the castle?
The castle or the crowd?
For the crowd.
I'm not going to clarify what I think that means, what I want that to mean. Fresh off the cuff.
Yeah.
How does that strike you?
What is my motive?
Yeah.
What is this platform about?
Yeah.
What is all of these things that I'm believing God for and telling people about? Is it vain?
Is it vain?
Is it vain? Even if it helps somebody, it can still be vain.
Yes. Yes.
It can still be vain.
Can be.
God will use different ways to bless people.
Yeah.
And if you're taking it, if you're not respecting it, you're taking advantage of it, or there's any vanity attached to why you're doing what you're doing. That is a real concern, man. That's a constant prayer, is that, Lord, please don't let this become me.
Please. Please.
I'm not saying take the blessing.
No. Yeah. Leave the blessing in place, please, Lord.
I'm just saying, make sure that I'm aligned with you.
Yeah.
So that the blessings can be how you want to bless me. Because I did it my way.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got record of that.
Yeah.
Not the greatest movie. Won't be a good novel.
No, if it is. Right.
Now, that's what I got, man, is really pulling my card on. Like, I am concerned. I am always conscious of not getting lost in the sauce.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what people say about it.
Good or bad.
Good or bad.
Yes.
And that is the one consistent thing people say about me from corporate, no matter who you ask. Even kid. We didn't know if he was up, he was down.
Yeah. This is what you get.
You don't pay me to be either.
It's not your business.
You pay me to get results. Right. So that's what it is, man, is making sure the motive is aligned.
Yeah.
Like even like this could be misused.
True.
Like, oh, look, watch me fix my relationship with my son.
Right. Relationship where it is. Didn't move, but sound good, look good. Right.
The visuals.
Right.
Visuals will have one believe, man. But nah, that's what I got. What was your intent?
Honestly, it was more geared toward your last statement of the crowd is fickle. You know what I mean? So before doing anything, especially if it's major or if it's meaningful to you, find your purpose or identify it at least. Identify your purpose, your goal, your objective.
Yep.
That way, once you get into it and the wheels are turning and you start getting all of this outside noise, all of this outside interaction, these outer forces acting upon you now, you know where you're trying to go with it. So now it's not easy for somebody to point you in another direction or discourage you even, you know, some comments or some feedback or some objectives or some thoughts shared. If you don't already know what you're trying to do, you're constantly revamping back to the drawing board. Somebody that's never done it, somebody that's never filmed a video, a podcast, an episode, an interview, an essay, a paragraph, a page, a telephone call. You've never had music playing in the background and mastered how to get that answer machine right. So you don't know about editing. You
can't produce a thing. Can't produce a
But yet.
Voicemail.
You know, we'll watch. We do it as consumers. We'll sit and watch a TV show and we'll critique it from the beginning to the end. Oh, that was terrible acting. Tubi has the worst this. And then if somebody turned the camera on you, what you got? So now you have to be mindful of why you're doing something. What is your why? Am I doing it to better myself, my castle, my household? Am I on this health kick or this diet?
Are you?
Right. Right.
What we doing?
Exactly. Or is it because it's the trend? It's the new fad.
Yeah.
So what do you think about when you come across somebody, a parent?
Yeah.
Because this is Dear Son show.
Yeah.
When you come across a parent and they're telling you, I just signed my child up for acting classes or something. And then you ask, oh, your kid been talking to you about acting? Nah. What made you do it? I just felt like I want my kid to be an actor. So I'm using that lightly, but it's more so there's a movement right now where people are kind of on soapboxes talking about how great of a parent that they think they are or they want to be, or criticizing other people's parenting styles.
But they yet, do that?
Right. The actions. And not that this is negative. This is more paying attention to how Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday the public feels like whoop your kids. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, if something hits the news the right way.
Time out.
Now we need to go to time out and soft parenting.
Yeah.
So you personally, how do you feel, or what's your guiding force, if you will, on this is the philosophy that me and mine stick to versus, well, society say that's not right right now. What do you think?
Yeah, so it's a couple components of that. The we talked about it before, and I think it's a worthy thing to continue, is parenting your children for who they are, not for who you think they should be or who you weren't that you wished you could be.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So
yes,
as life always serves us content.
Oh, yeah.
Our sons are playing basketball, right?
Yes. Yes, they are.
And at the beginning of the season, and I keep it with me, keep it in my house. I ain't going to put you in no pace. I had a thought of what it was going to be, and my son had a thought of what it was going to be. We both feel differently now, right? And though I never pressured him, I probably went too far to the other extreme because I really wanted basketball.
Right.
And as I've explained on a few different episodes, I didn't have the opportunity to play basketball like I wanted to. The way I thought. Let me clarify that. The way I thought I should have access to it. So I didn't want to be the, now's my time. This is my chance. Yeah, I'm going to push it. And what I quickly realized is that he needed the experience to understand what his talent was and wasn't. That's not good or bad. That's right. Not a good or bad assessment.
Right.
That's everybody can box until they get punched in the face.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
But then what? Now like what? You got like, it's not so much you got punched in the face, but did you quit? Did you fall? And if you fell, did you get back up? So that's what we've been going through, even with the last game that I was disappointed in that effort, period.
Right.
Because they went crazy in practice. Everything was pointing to, we understand now, we got it, we're going to execute. And for whatever reason, it just didn't happen like that. That disappointment aside, after the game, my son walks over to me upset.
Yes.
The team wasn't dismissed.
Right.
So what are you doing over here?
Right.
You don't have an answer. Get back over there with your team. And then we roll home. I was like, son, I don't, it's not about you scoring points, or it's about you being disciplined.
Right.
You're part of a team. Don't let your team down. You don't leave until the coach dismisses you. And I know it hit him, but all that to say is like I've learned to have realistic expectations that don't discount me keeping him accountable for his effort.
Yes.
I didn't say, I don't think they're going to have a good season and that's the end of it.
Right.
Like, we're going to get something out of this that's going to be valuable in life. So I try to look at things like that now. I try to think a lot more than I speak. In general, I'm you're not going to get a lot out of me until we jump on the podcast, unless we're having a meaningful conversation. I don't just walk around Right. Talking for the sake, that's just not my personality. But I have enough, I've collected enough data on him and me and all my kids to know how to parent them better, right? Not perfectly, but parent them better. So I had to get rid of the excuses of frustration because I hadn't done the work on me or the work on trying to develop the relationship and understand them for who they are and ask them why they feel that way. I didn't grow up in a big, how do you feel? I grew up in a big, I felt the belt. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I felt that. And that's one thing I was thinking about, thinking through lately. I never got beat out of anger. Like my dad was never angry when he beat me.
Right.
It hurt.
Right.
I don't think he let up. But that's one thing that I'm grateful for is that it wasn't out of frustration.
Right.
And though I've never beat my children, whipped them, spanked them when that was part of my repertoire, it's been decades, at least, you know, it wasn't often, but it hasn't been the way for 10, 12 years now.
Yeah.
10 years now. So it's really trying to let them know that they have a voice. They don't necessarily have decision-making power.
Right.
But you have input and your input is valuable. So I'm no longer in the space of, and I'm not knocking parents that put their kids in certain things because they see a certain value in it, but I would challenge them to make sure that the value makes sense for where the kid is headed in life.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
You will play football. Okay, cool.
Right.
I can't identify because that's not my story. Right? And if that was the case, then I probably would be passing that down. But I understand that there's valuable lessons in teamwork, discipline, you know, being on time, being strong, like general things.
Yes.
But even with that, I think the child is due an explanation of why. I think we've done a lot of, you'll get it later. And a lot of times that means I don't know how to articulate it now.
Because what if you don't circle back?
I don't know how to articulate it.
Right. You never get the lesson anyway.
Yeah. Just like sending them to a child's place. That's a timeout for you.
Right.
Not for them. No, that's a timeout for me to figure out what I can't readily explain to you right now because of my emotional, my ignorance.
Right.
So the longer version of the answer was that, but just really tapping into who they are as people and kind of structure your discipline and your lessons in a manner that they can grasp it heading to that path, right?
Yes.
Now, if the path is clearly, like they're clearly ignorant about a thing and their path is ridiculous, you got to be careful about that. But, I mean, if it's illegal, immoral, those kind of things, there's some hard no's.
Right.
But, you know, if the child wants to be an astronaut, don't make your ceiling theirs.
No.
Our ceiling should be their floor, technically, right?
Correct. I agree with that.
And watch them go.
I want to use or in my opinion, that first question and that response was building the foundation. That's the foundation of your child, the foundation of how your child develops and thinks, right? The last part of your response, you said getting to know your children as people, tapping into who they are, how their minds work, et cetera, right? So I want to kind of shift into tie that into current events, right?
Mm.
Right now.
Do you think we should have a current event segment?
I would love to.
I wanted to do it on camera, so be accountable.
Yes.
But I've been shying away from that because just the thought of current events.
Yeah.
But I think we have valuable positions and perspectives on that, especially when they apply and our kids are tracking.
Looking along.
Yeah.
Because it's teaching moments. A mistake has been made that we didn't necessarily have to do or suffer the consequence, but I can point it out. So I agree. Yes. The current event, the young lady.
Carly.
Yeah. The whole thing with, and you'll be surprised where I'm headed with this.
You grab my, it's not a real drink, but for. Yeah.
I had to learn through my life, and I'm not perfect at it. I have a journey to go ahead of me, but I'm slower to judge people now. or criticize people too quickly publicly. I can say what I want in my house to my wife and my family and be like, you idiot, if that's what I want to say. Publicly, though, I'm slow to judge, criticize, point the finger and poke at people. And the first person I saw to take that approach is a young lady from my childhood back home. I saw her make a comment or a post on social media this week. And she pointed out the difference between this young lady and us, the crowd. She got caught. We did not. Meaning, she was referencing, think about things we've done and lied about. It could be that severe. It could be not so severe. Think about things we got away with. Infidelity, stealing out of a store, breaking something and not telling someone, manipulating a person and not covering it or speaking on it. But because the cameras weren't rolling, because we didn't get in front of the news camera, because our mom and dad didn't go make public statements to the media. So now we raking this lady over the car. And please believe I'm not taking up for this young lady.
Yeah.
This is just, I want us to get in the mirror a little bit. Hold her accountable if what she did was inaccurate.
Yeah.
If you lied and did all of this, yes, because I get it. I get it. Now there's a blemish. You took advantage of this system. Now you have people doubting people that may perhaps have this really happen to them.
Right.
If it did not happen to you, all of that. I'm on board with all of it and I'm in agreement with it. But at the same time, I want to use it as a teaching moment for the crowd. And that's going back to, are you doing it for the castle or the crowd? The crowd, as the crowd, we're so quick to merge together as a mob and stone a person to death, point our fingers at a person. And then if that person goes and commits suicide or something, now we're remorseful, like, oh man, I didn't want her to go that far with it and take her life. That was wrong what she did, but it shouldn't have been that serious. We have to be mindful of the control we do have over a person's psyche or mental state. Once we start attacking them and pointing out how bad we think their act was, and you at home possibly molesting a child, you're at home stealing or embezzling money from an elderly trust fund or something, or insurance that's meant for orphan children. And I'm trying to use very drastic, because this was an extreme situation as well. You said that there was a child on the side of the road.
That's a lot.
So with that, where?
Ask it exactly how you think.
Where do you stand with how quickly does it pisses me off to use an accurate phrase? How quickly people are so ready to jump up and be like, oh, look what you did, you dirty dog.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that? How do you feel about that, rather? What does that make you say? Like, wait a minute. Do you feel like you kind of in the moment, get caught in the moment and react and then perhaps look back on it? Or do you feel like you'll, if need be in that situation, I'm going to play devil's advocate for a moment and say, ask these questions, even if I don't agree with it, to help the crowd tone it down a bit? What do you stand with?
Yeah. So this phase of my life is definitely more, I'm more curious as to the root cause.
Yeah.
Right. That's a lot. Like that's a lot to fabricate if that's the case, because I know that I saw the press conference and they're still, from what I've consumed, haven't determined all of the details.
Right.
Press conference was a little loose.
at the time of this recording.
At the time.
Yeah.
But even what you just said is, like what if the cameras were on us? I really think like that now. And it's a couple of pieces of that, because number one, anything that's reported on the internet or social media, I take with the same grain of salt.
Right.
Until there's more information, because people are ready to jump out the window. I think it was fascinating how quickly people mobilized to get the word out. And because I'm in that social media, like social media is a part of what I do, I'm looking at, man, it's got a whole lot of sponsors, a whole lot of shares, a lot of comments.
Right.
this is trending, yes. right? So in that sense, it spoke to how people can mobilize for a common cause if they choose to.
Correct.
It also made me curious as to what was really going on in her mind that led her there. And what don't I know about my children that's going on that where they may have a similar cry for help? Again, assuming that this is
what that is,
pieces of that were fabricated, regardless of what her motive was. I'm talking about true or false.
Right.
Whatever it is, it puts me in that space of I'm no longer, why would you do that? I'm more, how'd you get to the place where that was
an option?
That was an option.
Right.
Like a viable option that was worth the risk or whatever. Like, how did you get to that place? Because I know I've made those decisions too.
Yes.
Where it's like, I know this is dumb.
Yeah.
I know it is.
Yeah.
There's a 0.0002% chance that it's going to work in my favor and the upside will be worth it.
Yeah. On the gas I go, I'm about to do this.
Would you say you looked over your driver was hanging out the window? Because if I hang out the window, I can jump and get out of the car quicker.
Yeah.
But no, I've matured to a point where it's like nothing really surprises me. I empathize with, like, again, how did you get there?
Right.
And what am I taking for granted in my household where somebody may be approaching that? Because they don't have the attention or because they don't feel like they're being heard
right.
or what have you. I can't imagine my parents getting a call for me being caught doing something that I shouldn't have been doing
right.
and having to explain that
Man.
Because it's not a reflection of them.
Right.
And that's another place where people go, well, how did so-and-so? And even if you look at like a call back to the John Morant situation, well, his dad, blah, blah, blah. Everything a child does is not a reflection of their parents.
It's not.
It's at the age of accountability, especially with as much access, and I know we said it before, as much access as the children have to information now that we cannot control, aside from sitting them in front of us all day, right. all day and turning internet and 5G and all that off.
Not happening.
Like at some point, something that is total nonsense to you as a parent becomes a curiosity for a child. Is the stove really hot? So if I light a match, but alcohol burns cooler than gasoline, then I'm telling you my thoughts.
Yeah.
So let's pour the pool of alcohol and light that and watch because it'll burn cool. And,
right, right.
But when that burns down the house, like my curiosity was... It was sound.
Right.
It was legit. For me at that stage of life, and everybody's at a stage of life.
And that's the part I think we miss. That's the part that, to me, keeps resurfacing episode after episode after episode. We try to point out some of the disdain that we'll have with a decision made by our children. Try to use that as a teaching moment for us as parents. What phase of my child's life? Where are they right now?
Right.
We've been through those mistakes. So we're sitting on top of our mountain on the other side of the mountain.
Come on
over the top of that mountain, son, and get on over here.
All you got to do.
That's all you got to do. But they don't know that.
Yeah.
So now you're trying to give them the roadmap. You're trying to tell them the detour. It just doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Just think about that. How many gurus of psychology, finance, business, they're up and down, they're jumping and screaming to their red in the face right now, all over social media. Why aren't you in my master class to learn how to do this, this, and this? I'm wealthy, I'm proven, I did this, it was successful, follow this trend.
Yeah.
Everybody talking about that right now. I'm not going to look at that. So some of it works, some of it does not. How do you explain the person that don't try any of it? You're not where you want to be in a certain area of life. Here's 10 people that are proven or have proven themselves successful.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. there's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Hyland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Hyland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at Hyland.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, in that very area.
Yeah.
And you won't even watch their free content.
Yeah.
Or their free information that they're giving out for free to see if it resonates with your energy or how you move.
We love, as much as we're in this age of information and chasing wealth, we pick and choose those times. But we love ignorance.
Because, yeah.
Because information breeds accountability.
Right. Yeah.
the longer I don't know my child is a dope fiend, my child is not a dope fiend.
My child not a dope.
And it's a total surprise to me the day that I find out, no matter what the signs were, I chose not to believe it. I chose not to pursue it. I chose not to pull that thread to see what's really happening.
Right.
And to that point about, you know, like where we're at, age of information, gurus, and that has its place. I try to be, because I get on that way too, where I'll have three or four joints going at a time. All of these good ideas, and I'm going to get to it.
Right.
And am I getting to it? And I'm getting away from my family.
Yeah.
Right. So for all of the chasing, all of the grinding, all of the hustling, and I don't hate the term hustling. I hate the lifestyle of hustling because it should be for a phase. And I'm no expert, and you can point to whatever I do or don't have you shouldn't listen to him. I'm not saying it's not a requirement, but for that to be the goal, I'm a hustler. Congratulations.
And it's endless.
It's a perpetual state of angst, right? So, I mean, do with that what you will. But in the pursuit of all these things that we're trying to set up for the next generations and break these cycles, sometimes we create new cycles that aren't necessary.
Aren't necessary.
Right?
Yep.
Or we're perpetuating the cycle that just looks different, right? I didn't have a parent that spent time with me. You're not spending time with your child because you're chasing a way to change the generational, to break the general curse of your parent not spending time with you. Well, the results are the same.
It's the exact same.
You just finance differently.
Yeah.
Yep. It's financed differently. Yep. So I think, like I said, I try to be, and again, this is after experience. This is after burnout. This is after chasing the corporate goals and achieving some things and realizing that, cool.
Right.
And one thing you said earlier in the episode was you need to write out your goals, objectives, and your purpose. And those are different things, right?
Yes.
And in writing them out, you might find out that the goals and objectives aren't necessarily leading you to your purpose. That doesn't mean you don't do it. That means you understand it now.
Yes.
And you don't call it something that is not fooling yourself, only to not get the result that wasn't intended for that course of action. I think that was, and I didn't want to change the flow, but that was a real good, that was like a aha moment, like duh, because that's what I was doing. I was calling, I want to be this by 40. I want to make this amount. I want to make this amount. And I want to, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to accomplish very, and I don't want to discount them.
Yeah.
But the value that I gave
was off. Right.
Was off. So my castle crowd in that situation, in hindsight, was probably more crowd than castle.
And if we really be honest with ourselves and dig to the root of a thing, like if you set a goal for yourself, and more often than not, if you dig to the true root of that goal, and then if you ask yourself just a simple quiz, is this for the castle or the crowd? Does this better my family? Does this better my lifestyle? Does this solidify my family? Or outside looking in, does this look great? Does this look like I got it? We doing it. We are secure, financially secure, healthy, It looks like it. Man, them people work out every day. Them people going to the gym every day. But what you don't see inside the gym, they walk in the gym and go sit in the cafe and get on the internet. And they're sitting on the machine playing on the phone all day, drinking smoothies. And then they come out and get back in the car. All you saw was this person was dressed for the gym, went inside the gym, stayed there 2 hours, came out. You do this 5 days a week.
Yeah.
But are you working? And you can apply that in other aspects of your life. This man going in this building, clocking in every day. Yeah, but he hiding in the janitorial closet until he come out.
Mm.
Or he's making minimum wage. Man, that boy told me he worked at IBM. I remember when he used to work at Coca-Cola. Well, now you're at IBM. You didn't bother to ask, what do you do at IBM? Because you could have been the lead sales guy at Coca-Cola,
mm-hmm.
making $250,000 a year. But now you're the lead mail handler at IBM, making $47,000 a year. So now, Castle versus the crowd. The crowd scoffs at the Coca-Cola job, but reveres and looks up to the IBM job. Whereas your castle was in a far better position in the Coca-Cola position
right.
than it is at the IBM position. And we do that daily. We constantly trade off one thing for another because of the crowd's motivation.
So what you said was triggered the thought when you said, the analysis, is this for the castle or for the crowd? And if it's for the castle, I think that the as important step is why. Because, again, personal experience, because that's what I'm a expert at, is what I've been through.
Right.
Is I would put things on my family that they didn't
request.
Yeah.
Guilty.
No, don't you see that I'm doing this for? No, I don't see you.
Right.
So no, I don't see. And the reality is, whether it's the gym or the job, whatever the Coca-Cola, IBM, you got to be honest with what you're running from or running to in either scenario.
Yeah.
Because that could be what cultivates where you think you find a thing that you don't get at home. When you get the work wife and the work husband, right? And now you're spending more of your alert time there and they understand you in a way that's from a disgruntled place in your home.
Yes.
And they're a perfect ear.
Yeah. It got all
perfect,
the answers.
Yeah. Perfect scenario.
Yeah.
And you got to see them.
Yeah.
You got to see them every 40 day.
40 hours plus a week.
So you got to be careful with those conveniences of calling something what it's not, even if the output or the gain from it impacts your family in a seemingly positive way, right? Maybe the Coca-Cola was a better fit because of the distractions weren't there, or in that capacity, it was more focused on the job at hand. It was more fulfilling, so he wasn't looking for he or she, because that happens,
right?
Looking for other things to mask or to fill voids that, even if they're objectively not being filled at home. Not figuring out how to fill them at home is not a pass.
No.
Right?
Right.
I'm not getting this. I don't like this. That's a great marketing campaign. But empathy for...
Because listen...
How could you? You were perfect. You... How? I would never. And you won't.
Right.
And you will not. But no, that's a... Woo, that's a... That's a real thing, because like when we started and I still feel like a very similar assessment based on just the topic face value,
mm-hmm.
but going a little bit deeper into the psyche of it, there are things that I've admitted to personally and to, you know, my family in various ways, but more things that I got to be mindful of in real time, not to call something, not to position or present something to my family in a way that sounds like a benefit to them when it's selfishly a thing that I just want.
And they would trade it for your time and interaction in a heartbeat. If you had a discussion with them, hey, don't you want me to be gone 14 days so I can come back with this? No, I don't. So if I say no, you're going to stay? You know what I mean? It's like, So then we try to guilt trip them again into our decision that we've already made and predetermined that they need. Well, how I'm going to do this if I'm here every day?
Resentful.
We'll figure that out later. I just want you here.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
But even the way you hold, the way you positioned it, don't you want me to be gone 14 days so you can get this thing? We don't even, in my experience,
yeah.
I never pitched the 14-day part. I say, don't you want this thing? Or even one step further in transparency, but here's this thing after I already did it. I'm coming back now saying, but here's this thing.
Right. This is what you traded me for.
Wasn't it worth it?
Was it worth it? Wasn't it worth it? Wasn't it? Yeah. Trying to tell you.
Wasn't it worth it?
Look what you got for me being gone. Not asking. Because it might hurt your feelings. Yeah, that's cool. That thing that you went and got. If I had it all to do again, take that back and give me those 14 days.
Yeah. Because you already committed to the script.
Yeah. Self-gratification, yeah. You understand?
You committed to the script and they don't want to read the lines. Yes. Like, no, I don't know.
Yes.
No, but no, you do feel like, no, I don't.
Yes.
Right?
And me, I want to make it personal for a moment with speaking on the platform and the topic combined. If we're doing it for the castle or the crowd, right? And just the benefit that the platform, and when I say the platform, I'm speaking of the Dear Son Network, the Dear Son Show, the Dear Son Podcast, because those are three different entities, if y'all hadn't caught on yet.
It's a lot.
But it helps me. It's a coping mechanism. It's counseling. It's a mirror. I'm able to sit down and look at myself, listen to myself, analyze my thoughts, my patterns, my decision-making. My wife, she'll look at some things that I perhaps will go in depth here because we're being honest and transparent. And she'll catch some things and we'll talk about it and revisit it. My son has told me, my nephews, they've spoken to me about episodes that have popped up and they've heard me say things that they had no idea I felt that way about certain things.
Yeah.
I'm thankful and grateful for that. I can say the same about you. We don't hold back. We constantly tell everything and say, hey, this is in real time. We're learning on the fly. We don't have all the answers. We're not certified, trained counselors.
Yeah.
There was a moment or feedback that we got about a topic, a discussion we were having. And it's happened in several episodes, actually, not just one, where there'll be people that hear us speak on a past experience or a thought or even a current idea of how we address an issue in our household.
Right.
And they're ready to pull the guns and go blazing. Hey, that's ignorant. That's stupid. You shouldn't do that. If this was for the crowd, it would be scripted. It would be all the right answers. Mm-hmm. We don't operate like that. And I'm thankful we don't, because I feel like there are some things I wouldn't be able to get off my chest that help me with my inadequacies, my shortcomings. So I just wanted to take this moment to say it's by design. It's we did an episode earlier where we decided today that was the episode. Like, mm-hmm. hey, listen, universe moving. This week has been grand. This is what we're talking about
we
today.
We must, we should.
And had a very productive, interactive conversation about it.
Right.
So to me, that's the realness that sets us apart. And I enjoy it and I'm thankful for it. And it's me pointing it out live to say, hey, I don't want to stop that. I want to continue to go on and ruffle some feathers, rub some people the wrong way. A lot of people there, they agree and love it.
Got to feel the way.
You got to feel. Just feel. I don't care if you align yourself with me or get on the other side. And let's have a healthy discussion.
Yeah.
Because that's the key, back and forth.
Intelligent.
Intelligent, please.
I mean, I got standards, but that's a very real thing, because my wife has said to me, man, sometimes I wish you would go in debt with me like that.
Man.
And it's valid, right? Old me would have been like, you should be grateful that I'm, but I have to be mindful that if this is the way that gets us to the healthiest place in our life, and it's a little friction to get there,
right?
I'm fine with it.
I'm
fine with it, because if there was, sometimes there's no other way. There wouldn't have been another way that we would have come to that discussion outside of this place being vulnerable to get something out that I probably wouldn't say, period.
Right.
So it's not even withholding from her. Oh, I'm telling James, we're not telling you. No, it's like things be flowing. And sometimes, and I edit people. So it's
this man hold the scissors.
Yeah, the truth be truthing.
Yeah.
And that's the point is,
yeah,
whatever your motive is for jumping in the comments and judging, or whether you're doing it internally, the lesson is you're welcome. Because either you decide your reaction was to jump, sit upon a perch, a perch that would you say, atop a high horse.
Right.
And maybe the lesson is in your dismount.
Right. Right.
As long as you get the lesson, I'm cool. Actually, as long as I'm honest and I'm growing and you're growing, I'm cool. This is a service to the community. And however the community chooses to receive it is not my responsibility, provided that we're being honest, transparent, and growing.
Because at the end of the day, the goal, become a personally better father to my 6 children, hold myself accountable, make better decisions, and shed some light on the darkness of my misunderstandings, my poor decision-making, my bad choices, or me saying, oh, okay, we talked about this. I don't need to do that. The fact that others are benefiting from it is a bonus. It's a bonus. Thankful, grateful. Hope I can help every person that I can.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, are my children benefiting from it? And if they're not, I want to find out why they're not. Where's my lack? Where's my gap? And try to fill those gaps in.
Yeah.
If it takes me 20 more years to form a solid, fulfilled relationship with all 6 of my children, I gladly accept the 20. I don't want it to happen overnight. I want it to be right. I'll sacrifice the time and longevity for it being done the right way.
Yeah. If somebody's trauma is your escape, God help you.
Right. Right.
I don't have nothing for that.
Right.
And I get that that's the way of the world. And I'm not saying it from me being above slipping sometimes and seeing something and for however long, momentarily, all day, a week.
Right.
Thinking that somebody's misfortune makes me feel good.
Right.
I'm working myself out of that place because it doesn't, I don't know. Maybe it's maturity. I've always been old. That's what people always say. I've been an old soul. But yeah, man, it's beyond disappointing, man. It's like, what does your life have to be to find pleasure
in someone's
suffering? Even keeping it with the current event.
Yeah, yeah.
I understand. I was going to say the whole, you setting us back. I mean, you set the whole community back beyond us. But like, I understand the ramifications of putting a potentially serious, dire situation at risk because you was, what they say, crying wolf.
Right, right.
And you need to be, that needs to be addressed. It needs, like, whatever is due in this situation. Mm-hmm. I hope that that's delivered.
Right.
And that, you know, she has to, I hope it works out. But I just, like, there's even some like group chats and stuff like that, that I can't do because of where a comment will take the group.
Right.
And
right.
At some phase of my life, it was funny. It would have been funny.
Right.
Maybe I would have, you know, initiated it.
Right.
So I'm not above that or better than. I've just identified that I'm no longer in that space. And if the space doesn't change, I got to take myself out of space.
Because there are people that thrive on the better you than me. And then they're going to go in detail and depth of how ridiculous they thought your decision was. Keep being perfect.
Just keep living.
Hopefully I get there one day.
I don't want no parts of perfection.
But with that being said, I think there's a good stopping point. And, you know, sometimes we'll go heavy, we'll go deep. Sometimes we go light. You just got to stay tuned and see where we're headed with it, because all of it is necessary. But at the end of the day, eventually, if you keep watching episode after episode, you're going to stop saying to yourself, man, if I knew then what I know now, your son's not going to have to say it. Yeah. Your daughter's not going to have to say it, because they tuning in.
Yeah, and pay it forward. Make sure they know.
Yeah.
Don't wait till they find out at your age, when they're at your age.
No.
And then y'all celebrate.
Please don't.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
What you got, man? What you got to wrap up?
Well, I mean, I won't even thinking about my closing per se.
What you got there? Where'd that come from?
Love Keisha J Studios.
Yeah.
This is a candle from Love Keisha J Studios. It smells the best. Best candle I've ever had in my life. Watch. Mmm.
I smell it from here.
Nah, for real. This is my wife's line, Love Keisha J Studios. She's a wearable arts artist and home decor specialist curator. When she finalizes the title or accepts the title, I'll say the same thing consistently, but lovekeishajstudios.com. Get your life together. Dear Son merch is available. Let us know in the comments, man. I'm going to do it a couple of times. You know, my man got his hot phrase, pay attention. If y'all want some pay attention shirts, let's get it.
On the next episode, I'm going on vacation. So some things going to wrap up and roll. Hope that don't do too much foreshadowing. But after this episode, the next episode that I'm in front of this camera,
mm-hmm.
If I don't have a pay attention shirt on, it's his fault.
Pay attention. Yeah. Big attention, man. But definitely appreciate the love. Ebook is available. I'm becoming better at telling y'all what I do.
Yeah, yeah.
And saying, hey, become a patron.
Please.
Become a customer of more than just the free content. Stay with the free content as well. But ebook is out. Dear Son, 20 life prompts that facilitate effective parenting is out. It requires some work. So if you want to buy it just to support and let it collect dust, I'll take the sale, but I really want you to do the work. I'm doing the work. And I don't like me as the author. Quite honestly, I ain't really big feeling.
Yeah.
I don't feel me bigly on this one. I'm running with bigly. Yeah. We don't get it in every episode. I'm
running with that. That's this week's word.
Yeah. But yeah. The DearSonPodcast.com is where you can find everything. If you're listening on the audio, we appreciate you. I don't say that enough. Audio numbers are picking up. Facebook and YouTube are finicky. Facebook really has more engagement with the long form videos. I got to crack that code for YouTube, or you could just subscribe and actually watch when the notifications pop up, provided that you click the notification bell. So you know when we're dropping these things. But I'm grateful space, man. I can assure you that the content is going to be quality.
And confession moment, I'm a co-host on the show. And my age caught up with me this past week. I just realized that we have a Dear Son channel on IG. I'm a follower.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah.
I'm a follower.
The broadcast.
I follow
the
show. I interact. I comment.
Yeah.
I just found the channel.
The broadcast. Because
it's different.
Yeah.
You can follow it, but there's also a channel
that
you can tune in to content and videos.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother level. So if you already follow the show, it just makes sense to click over and do the follow the channel.
I think the broadcast channel, if you follow there, is you're more likely to know when something's posted, because when I post, everybody doesn't see it. And right. That's not special to this page or this account. But I believe the broadcast channel, if you follow there, it's more like a direct link.
Right.
It's by chance if you see, and not that we have crazy numbers on the page, but it's growing.
Right.
But 1 or 2% might actually see it unless you catch fire or you're paying for advertisement. But also, I want to know how to make the various channels more meaningful, right? There's YouTube, there's long form, there's interaction. Y'all guys, are you into lives on IG?
Because we'll go live.
I'm down for it. I just sometimes, like, I'm in my head about it. People really want to go live.
Oh, we go live. We go, can go live.
Or what would be valuable to you in a smaller community like the broadcast channel? Because I want to facilitate discussions there. I've thought about other apps to do that. And I know it. There are phases and fads of what app does what, how to jump on this app. Threads is now a thing. I'm more in there, but to me, it's like my love-hate relationship. Well, my hate relationship with Twitter.
Yeah.
I may have tweeted 10 times in my life. I want to make sure that we are meeting you where you are so that there's no excuse and you can make an informed decision. If this is not for you, I get it. It's not for everybody. But it is. but it also is. So yeah. I think that's it. Make sure, let's get Flexion.
Flexion Chiropractic. We're growing. We I wasn't gonna say anything, but I may as well. It's part of the testimony.
We say with the plastic off from Brent, I'm so mad. I couldn't even get it.
Coming soon, we should have two more locations by close of 2023.
Bigly.
By the end of 2023, we should have expanded two more locations, Flexion Chiropractic and DFW, man. We're trying to make a substantial footprint in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
I got to hold you to something. You use the gerund, right? The ING word. Yeah, yeah.
We're in the process of actively making a substantial footprint in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. 2024, Louisiana, y'all gonna see us too.
Bigly.
Yeah. So stay tuned. We in that thing.
Big.
Let's go.
Let me know when to shoot the commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
That part.
It's coming. Y'all heard it.
That part.
Let's
go. Very dope.
But that's it. Be careful. Be mindful. Be intentional. Like, share, subscribe.
Yeah.
Tune in.
My black business, other than those two, is Milano de Rouge. I'm a fan. I like clean stuff. She got a lot of dope stuff for women too. Black business. I don't even know if she's still small because she moving out here. But I like the brand. I like the aesthetic. So salute to Milano de Rouge.
Shout out to Chef Lowe, man.
That part.
DFW. Is it Dallas Lunchbox?
Della's.
I want to say it's Della's Lunchbox.
I think it's Della's. That's her.
That's it?
Yeah, Della's Lunchbox. Yeah, I'll make sure it's in the comments.
Vegan meal prep. She'll cook meat as well. Listen, this young lady, and I hope she's not offended by me calling that young lady, but listen, that wrist work is amazing.
Nah, Della family, not Della, Lowe. I call her name, Chef Lowe.
Chef Lowe.
I believe it's Della's Lunchbox, and I'm embarrassed that I'm fumbling that. But Chef Lowe, she knows she's family, man.
It's amazing.
So for the event,
yeah,
unless an act of God happens, she's already booked.
Yeah. You heard it.
She's like, that's the. I'm not looking for anybody else to knock off the square. Well, it's like when you find some quality,
dig with it.
That's the sauce.
Yeah,
that's the sauce. Salute to Chef Lowe for sure. But yeah, I think we done ended three times.
This is for real. I'm done. This that walk out to the car. Now we done started all over. I'm not saying nothing else. What else you got?
We appreciate you guys. God bless you. Peace.
They
tried to count me out. Don't mind me. Do your thing, brother. don't mind me.
Shake back, because I lose it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I just pull it out and count for nothing when I'm feeling great. Give my baby love.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.